another stimulating hour of wonderful new music. It is 8 o'clock. You are listening to WMFO in Medford on a sunny but chilly Halloween day.
Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town. Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town, with his wife and five children and his cabin broken down. He looked for work and money and he worked a ragged mile. He looked for work and money and he worked a ragged mile. The children are so hungry that they don't know how to smile. Your baby's eyes look crazy, they're tugging out your sleeve. Your baby's eyes are crazy, they're tugging out your sleeve. You walk the floor and wonder why, with every breath you breathe. The rats have got your flower, the blood it's got your man. The rats have got your flower, the blood it got your man. If there's anyone that knows, is there anyone that cares? You're praying to the Lord above for peace and you friend. You're praying to the Lord above for peace and you friend. Your empty pockets tell you that he ain't got no friend. Your baby's crying louder now, it's burning on your brain. Your baby's crying louder now, it's burning on your brain. Your wife's screams are stabbing you like the dirty driving rain. Your grass is turning black, there's no water in your well. Your grass is turning black, there's no water anywhere. You spent your last long dollar on seven shotgun shells. Coyote calls. Way out in the wilderness, a cool coyote calls. Your eyes fixed on the shotgun that's hanging on the wall. Your brain is a bleeding and your legs can't seem to stand. Your brain is a bleeding and your legs can't seem to stand. Your eyes fixed on the shotgun that you're only in your head. There's seven breezes blowing all around the cabin door. There's seven breezes blowing all around the cabin door. There's seven shots ring out like the ocean's burning roar. There's seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. There's seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. And somewhere in the distance, there's seven people born. Thank you.
Thank you. It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
'Twas the year before the rising of 1798. Lapin the blacksmith befell his sad fate. Tortured and slain by the crown's evil hand, for the making of pikes in defense of his land. And the neighbors he'd met by the old market stone, where they pieced out their linen, their plans to disguise. But the crown's Captain Farnan, he maintained her vile ways with the promise of silver to sweeten his spy. And it's cold blow the winds, oh Glenation, bitter legacy. Sad are the days lie before us. Our brave Thomas Lapin is gone. The yeomanry came in the dead of the night. Farnan took pride in his task. They dragged out poor Lapin, and the neighbors they knelt and prayed for his soul as they passed. They tortured and flogged him, his comrades to name, and for 3 days their blows he defied. His screams from the barracks at Belmont rang out. At the end of the fourth day he died. And it's cold blow the winds, oh Glenation, bitter the legacy born. Sad lie before us. Our brave Thomas Lapin is gone. People despaired that the cause it was lost, as they laid him by Yerney's sweet stream. But the blacksmith of Carrick, his spirit lives on, forged hard in the people who stood by his dream. That each woman and man has a right to be free, in spite of race, color or creed. Each woman and man, as all equal should be, as you cut down the flower, you will scatter the seed. it's cold, blow the winds, oh Glenasia. Bitter the legacy born. Sad are the years lie before us. Our brave Thomas Lapham is gone. Our brave Thomas Lapham is gone.
And that was the beautiful voice of Neve Parsons there, accompanied by Graham Dunn with Lappin from Kind Providence. Prior to that was the Afro-Celt Sound System with A Higher Love, just a great mouth music to the tune of Monkswell Road from their album The Source. And we started off with Doolin with the Ballad of Hollis Brown, a tune by Bob Dylan there. And Doolin was accompanied by Alison Brown and John Doyle from their album Doolin. And in case you haven't heard, Bob Dylan has accepted the Nobel Prize for Literature and plans to attend the ceremony if it can be arranged. Next up, we've got Mick McAuley and then Leverett, John Roberts and Deborah Cowan, and Bonhomie Setter.
Sailed away on the 23rd of May. We were boarded by a pleasant crew bound for America. Fresh water there we did take on 5,000 gallons or more. In case we'd run short, gone to New York, far away from the Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet lies a dear, and likewise to Derry Town. And twice farewell to me comrades bold, who dwell on that sainted ground. If fortune ever should favour me, to have money in store, I'll go back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. We sailed 3 days, we were all seasick, not a man on board was free. We were all confined into our bunks, and no one to pity poor me. No mother dear nor father kind to hold up my head when 'twas sore, which made me think more of the lassie I left on Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet lies a dear, and likewise to Derry Town. And twice farewell to me comrades bold, who dwell on that never should favor me a right to have money in store. I'll go back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shores. Safely reached the other side in 15 and 20 days. We were taken as passengers by a man and led around in six different ways. We each of us raised a parting glass in case we might never meet more. And we drank a health old Ireland and Paddy's green shamrock shore. So fare thee well, sweet lies a dear, and likewise to Derry town. And twice farewell to me comrades bold who dwell on that sainted ground. If fortune ever should favour me to have money in store, I'll go back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shores.
Thank you. walking all along. I heard twa corbies making moan. The one unturned, the other did say, oh, where shall we gang and dine the day? Oh, where shall we gang and dine the day? Down behind yon old failed dyke, I walk there lies a new slain knight. Nobody cans that he lies there, oh, but his hawk and his hound and his lady fair. Oh, his hawk, his hound and his lady fair. The hound is to the hunting gone, his hawk to fetch the wild fowl home. His lady's taken another mate, oh, and we can make our dinner sweet, oh, we can make our dinner sweet. Do you light on his white breastbone and I'll pluck out his bonny blue een, with many a lock of his yellow hair on. We'll seek our nest when it grows bare, oh, seek our nest when it grows bare. Many a one for him makes moan, but none shall ken where he is gone, or his white bones when they are bare, oh. The wind shall blow forever, mare, oh, the wind shall blow forever, mare.
His hammer in his hand, he looked quite clever. And if I was with my love, then I would live forever. But where his smile has gone, the wit in his cheeks like roses, and his good like the pecan, decked round with roses. I'm afraid his scorching sun will shine and burn his beauty. And if I was with my love, I would do my duty. Strange news has come to town, strange news is carried, strange news flies up and down. Joy, though they cannot hear me. Don't you remember when you lay beside me and you said you'd marry me? Insightful.
That was Bonhomme Setter with The Blacksmith from their album Obia. Prior to that was John Robertson, Deborah Cowan with Twa Corbies from Ballads Long and Short. Leverett gave us A Dundas from In the Round. And that was an original tune by Rob Harbron. In honor of a very sweet spot near Bath on the Kennet and Avon Canal, where he used to tie up when he was a boat dweller. And we started off with Mick McAuley with Patty's Green Shamrock Shore from Highs and Bellows. Next up, we've got the Katie McNally Trio, something from Coop Boys and Simpsons' newest. And then something from Nathan Gurley and Joey Abarta.
Thank you. Plowshare, it shines like a mirror. The earth turned again every year. The furrow continues forever to a future so bright and so clear. You look at the past through a filter. All the hard times look rosier now, and nothing appears out of kilter. Here's good luck and good health to the plow. For you it's the lark in the morning, the trout in the river, the sheep on the brow. The day is reborn with the dawning, another acre to turn with the plough. The sweet nightingale's your companion, the month it could always be May. The spotted cow still in the pasture, by the banks of primroses you stray. Your songs are the life of the country, of maidens and meadows so fair. A calendar for every season, your voice echoes in the clear air. So you whistle and sing as you labor, the tune on the stave of the furrow you plow. But every good boy deserves favor. Your notes are the seeds that you sow. The soft wind that ripples the barley causes apples to fall from the bough. And all that is reaped must be garnered away before you return to the plough. But the clouds gather on the horizon, and crows circle high overhead. Foreign fields harvest a different crop, and pile up the wounded and dead. Still work on the land must continue. The mill must still grind, for the nation needs bread. Though the ploughman may yearn for adventure, there will always be mouths to be fed. So it's back to the lark in the morning, the trout in the river, the sheep on the brow. The age is reborn with the dawning, another acre to turn with the plough.
And that was The Fretless with Jig of the Blood Moon and Kyle Brack Rambler from their fine album Bird's Nest. Great Canadian band. Prior to that, we heard Nathan Gurley and Joey Abarda giving us a set of jigs. Cheer Up Old Hag, The Pretty Brown Girl, and Church Street from their album Copley Street. Coop Boys and Simpson gave us The Bright Plow Share from Coda. And we started off with the Katie McNally Trio with The Martlet and Father John Angus Rankin from the Boston States. Well, we are just about out of time for Celtic Dawn, and we're going to ask the Nordic Fiddlers block to close this out with the Hen Hunt. But we'd like to remind you, if you are a Celtic artist who would like to get heard, please send your CDs and promotional announcements to Celtic Dawn, care of WMFO, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153.